Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The search and rescue effort in Syria and Turkey will be bolstered by a team of more than 70 Australian specialists. They're set to land tomorrow and will spend up to 10 days working alongside local authorities. The death toll from Monday's massive earthquakes has surpassed 11,000. An international investigation into the downing of flight MH17 has been suspended. Prosecutors claim there are strong indications Vladimir Putin approved the supply of the missile that brought down the plane in 2014, but they're not accusing the Russian president of ordering the aircraft to be shot down. The early childhood education and care system is going under the microscope. The Productivity Commission inquiry will get underway next month, examining accessibility and affordability to ensure measures are in place to set kids up for school and success. It will also examine ways to reduce workforce shortages. A final report is set to be handed down in June next year. Ukraine's president has visited the UK, meeting with King Charles and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. In a powerful address to Parliament, Volodymyr Zelensky has pleaded for fighter jets to help in the fight against Russia's invasion while thanking the UK for its help so far.
From the first seconds and minutes of the full-scale war, Great Britain, you extended your helping hand.
In sport, Australia will wait until the toss before naming its team for today's first test against India. Uncapped Victorian spinner Todd Murphy is tipped to make his debut. Meantime, skipper Pat Cummins has confirmed WA all-rounder Cameron Green has been ruled out as he continues to battle a fractured finger.
I think without Greeny there, it does make it a little bit harder, you know, to be honest. But yeah, for sure, it's, you know, extreme conditions, you sometimes have to change the lineup.
And a shock loss to our women's cricketers, going down to Ireland by 3 wickets in a T20 World Cup warm-up match.